All right, we're going to move on now to our final speaker of the day, Kyle Snyder. Kyle Snyder was an American soldier and is a war resister, and he made the choice to put down his weapons and to walk away from the war and to start a new life and find a new home. And he's come to Canada. And so join me in welcoming him and telling him that him and every soldier who chooses to put his weapons down or her weapons down and walk away from the war is welcome here. Thank you.
I prepared a speech today, and I want to define to you guys my word of coward. A lot of people would call me this word because of the choice that I made to put down my weapon and not kill innocent people in Iraq. So, I guess I'll start off by reading this. I am a 22-year-old man and a former member of the United States Army 94th Engineers. I left Mosul, Iraq on April 15th, 2005. When an exit from this war of lies was finally opened to me in the form of a leave paper. I spent 4 months in a combat zone near the borders of both Syria and Turkey. My primary job inside of Iraq was to escort high-ranking officials to their points of destination, a bodyguard per se. I escorted everything from a lieutenant colonel to a two-star general during a mission near Tikrit. The main reason was because I operated a 50 caliber weapon, and there were only 7 of these weapons assigned to my unit. And usually officials only want the big guns to make them feel safe. I have always questioned the war on terror, even before my deployment to Iraq via Kuwait. In 2003 of December, I wrote a paper in my sociology class on the negative effects of mass media related to military training, and quoted the army as being brutalizing and an inculcation to today's society through the use of mass media. Training young men and women off the basis of racism and altering their views of right and wrong, eventually basking themselves into a world where destruction and killing is accepted as a way of life. I was later questioned by a colonel who told me that I needed to be evaluated for psychosis. He told me my way of thinking was a disgrace to military operations, and this would have been an easy way out of the military had I told the doctors that I was crazy. However, I knew in my heart that I was right for the first time in my life, and I later deployed to Iraq. Today, I want to share a point of view from a man who is lost in a foreign land because of the same belief that the war on terror is wrong. I have written a speech to explain what the word coward means to me. Coward, one who shows disgraceful fear or timidity. This is the definition of the word coward by the Webster's Dictionary. I wanted to read this to everyone first so that they could understand what the word means fully before calling me this word. There are many people in this world who would call me this without even glancing at me twice or sitting down with me for a one-on-one conversation to ask me about my hopes and dreams or the life of hope and wish that I had before the military invasion of Iraq. They will call me this based off of a choice that I made almost a year ago on April 15th, 2005 in Mosul, Iraq, to leave the United States Army without fulfilling the full time of my contract and obligation to the United States government. They will call me a coward, even though they themselves will not pick up a weapon today and leave their families and lives to return to Iraq with me to travel the war-torn country to kill a so-called terrorist. I wish I could take the men who call me this into the lost cities of Iraq and show them the children who would rather spit on them because you are an American and you are part of an organization that probably murdered his father, sister, mother, or brother. I want to show them how Iraqi men, women, and children truly feel about you traveling through their neighborhood with a weapon that destroyed the parks they used to play at. The way they truly feel about a stranger in his land. Do not take this from me, as I was just an American soldier sent to Iraq by the authority of a madman in 2005. Instead, ask a child who has lost everything from family members to something as simple as fresh water or food due to the patrols of men in strange desert uniforms with the backwards flag of America on his or her right shoulder. Note, the flag on the right shoulder of a standard U.S. set of desert camouflage uniforms is set in and sewn on backwards to represent the flag in the wind. Others may take this as a symbol of something different. Ask the child if he or she feels that the Bush administration is in fact helping him or her construct a life of value, or to construct the so-called liberation of his or her people. After all, these children are going to be the future of Iraq. Then again, why would you ask a child who has lost everything on live television when you can ask a general who works directly for the president in the White House what he feels is the cause of the war on terror? Now, for those who call me a coward, I want to give you my definition of that same word used in the context of a normal man. A coward is a man who stands politely in front of you at the age of 19 and gives you visions of a better future, knowing inside he is sending you to die for lies. Noun, a recruiter. A coward is a man who later views those same 18 and 19-year-olds as nothing but a statistic for power. You can pick this one out easy, I'm sure, as he is usually the only soldier putting on a show for the world to see. Telling people that morale is high and that the cost of children's lives are a necessary step for the survival of you at home today. Now, a general. A coward is a man who pays media for years upon end, showing the entire country that Iraq is a happy place that all mothers should send their children to, and later advertises the occupation as somewhat of a sports show. All right, America is up by 36,000 casualties. Go team. He cannot control his own weapon from misfiring, but seems to think he can control 150,000 soldiers who carry similar weapons. Noun, a vice president. And lastly, a coward is a man who can occupy a foreign country in the matter of 24 hours, but has trouble to send aid to victims in his own country in one of the worst natural disasters in United States history. His priorities lie within the concept of money over lives. And his greed and racist ideology blind people to hate men who he has the power to label as a terrorist. For all you know, you have been labeled as a terrorist today, as well in his agenda to free the Iraqi people. Noun, a president. It was not a hard decision on my part to stop believing in this man's view and come to Canada. And I want the people in the province of British Columbia to know that I am grateful. And I'm grateful to be in this beautiful country today. I want people to accept me as who I am today, and for 5 minutes, believe that there is a better way in life. Believe that you as a man can make a difference in the world that seems to be overrun with confusing agendas and mass politics. Because I believe that every man and woman and child has the right to choose. If in anything, they should be able to choose themselves whether they want young men and women dying overseas for a cause that even politicians stutter with. Thank you.